His story begins ages ago on a world called Gallifrey. He is the last of his race. He is known as the Doctor. Legends of the Doctor's deeds are great and many. Countless beings owe their very lives to the Doctor. Many worlds would have fallen to horror beyond imagining had the Doctor not risen to their defense. Nevertheless, have you never wondered what would have befallen all those lives and worlds had the Doctor never existed?
Doctor?
Hmm?
I was in the wardrobe, and I found this.
Found what?
This. Look.
Yeah, there we go.
Ah, right. What? Where did you find that?
In one of the wardrobes. It's very, very colourful. So, when were you in Jason and the amazing Technicolor drink? Hey!
Never you mind. I'll just open the TARDIS doors and throw this old thing out to be scattered amongst the temporal winds and never to darken my wardrobe again.
I don't think anything that brightly coloured could darken anything.
Well, you do have a point. I did think this was the cutting edge fashion back in the day.
You used to wear this. You can fit two of you in there.
I was larger back then, back a few centuries ago.
Blimey, I'd have some friends who'd kill for your dieting trick.
Well, funny you should mention that. My dieting trick, as you call it, only works as I approach the very brink of death. It's a Time Lord thing, except that instead of a diet shake and regular exercise, every single atom, molecule, and cell of my body is violently rearranged and shaken up. It's called regeneration. I didn't always look like this. And back when I wore that, I was all curls and bad taste, but with a deep moralistic soul that was attuned to a higher sensitivity of the very cosmos around me.
What?
Actually, there's an easier way of doing this.
What's that?
PowerPoint presentation. Just in case I feel like going on and on about my life and my past ad nauseam. Now, once upon a time, I was him.
Way planets come and go, stars perish. Matter disperses, coalesces, reforms into other patterns, other worlds. Nothing can be eternal.
You are kidding me. Really?
Really? Then, after him, I was him.
Think about me when you're living a life one day after another, or in a neat pattern, think about the homeless. Tavern is old, please. Oh, his days like crazy paving.
And they're both you?
Parts of me. Elements of me. Facets. Fragments. You might know someone 20 years and they may change, mature, grow up, become romantics, become cynics, become depressed, angry, joyful, melancholic. For someone who has lived over 1,000 years, the entire process is a lot more noticeable. In one body, I could be a grumpy old grandfather with a quicksilver mind, and the next, a dashing man of action. The same distinctive traits exist, but they're more variations on a theme.
And you do this all the time?
Not by choice. In the old days, there was a set limitation, a lifespan, 13. Unlucky for some, a restriction imprinted on our very biodata. Now, I'm not entirely sure. The war changed a lot of things. More ways than one.
The war?
The Time War. The last Time War, or maybe the same Time War. Even I don't entirely know. It was a terrible event that tore apart the very fabric of time and space. A shockwave spread across the very length and breadth of the multiverse, causing strange tangents and tributaries in the very existence of hypertime itself.
Pause for just... Look, you've really lost me here. I thought after this last month with you, I'd have become accustomed to all of this by now.
Don't worry. You need a mind attuned to the existence of seventh-dimensional temporal physics to understand it.
And do you have a PowerPoint presentation for that?
No. Well, I really should. The best way to think about it is this. Imagine a river. That river is my life. Now, along this river, there are countless little tributary channels that flow off from the main path of my life. These channels become other universes, other doctors. And because I'm a being that technically exists out of sync with the rest of history, the whole scope of human history itself can change around me. Well, for example, do you remember mankind making it to Mars in the 1970s?
No.
I do. But it no longer applies to your timeline. And these little channels, they flow off, they become their own doctors. And some might be very minor, perhaps almost identical to us in the TARDIS right now. Except we have a robotic dog as our lovable sidekick. Or something a whole lot more interesting.
Like?
I'm a woman. Don't laugh, it could conceivably happen. Throughout the entire multiverse, different doctors fighting the same battle over and over again. Perhaps out there, there might be a universe where Gallifrey never fell. I don't want to think about it. Infinite possibilities could lead to infinite longing.
Can you cross into these alternate universes?
Not intentionally. I've done it once or twice, but to break the walls of reality is a dangerous business and not to be treated with frivolity. So all these doctors out there having adventures, and I can't meet any of them. Which is good.
Why?
Because I've met my past selves before, Emma. And believe me when I say, I'm my own dysfunctional family.
Whoa! Oh, what's happening?
I'm not sure. Some sort of energy corridor has latched onto the TARDIS. No. That's not possible.
What is not possible?
The TARDIS is being pulled out of the vortex, out of time and space. But only Time Lords have that kind of power.
But you said all the Time Lords were gone.
They are.
Then what's doing this?
I don't know, Emma. I just don't know.
It's no good. The door's locked from the other side. There's no way to open it.
Ace?
On it, Professor.
What is she doing?
Getting your doors open. I assume you have the technology available to replace it, yes?
Well, yeah. But why would we have to replace it?
That's why... Come on, Ace!
The Master!
I guess I shouldn't be surprised you'd find me in the end.
Did you have to kill him?
He's not dead, simply stunned. But he'll be dead soon enough, along with everyone else on this miserable vessel.
You tow rag! I'm gonna...
Curb your dog, Doctor, or she's next.
Ace! Why are you overloading the starship's engines?
To ensure my freedom. You see, my dear Doctor, you and your charming companion here can do one of two things. You can stop me. However, to do that, you'll let the ship's engine reach critical masses, thus killing everyone on board. Or, you can save the ship, giving me time to make my escape. The choice is yours.
This isn't over. We'll meet again.
Oh, I'm counting on. Until next time, Doctor.
We have to stop him.
We don't have time, Ace. I need a wrench now.
Here you go.
times like these, I wish I had my sonic screwdriver.
He's getting away.
Don't worry about that now. I doubt we've heard the last of him. There. Close your eyes. Right. Everything should be right as rain. The power flow has been returned to normal.
So now what?
Now I think it's time we went on our way. The ship's crew will be along shortly. They can clean all this up.
What about him?
Oh. He'll be fine. Come along, Ace. We've got work to do.
Sorted out Starship USA. Where are we off to next, Professor?
It's a surprise.
Oh, you know how I hate your surprises.
Why don't we have a nice cup of tea? Hold on, Ace!
Is this part of the surprise?
No. Something has latched onto the TARDIS.
There are easier ways to turn my stomach, you know.
Some sort of energy corridor. Similar to the types the remotes use. Come on, please. Can't you shake it? We have been pulled out of time and space.
A Time Lord has 13 lives, each different from the rest. Yet, with the ebb and flow of the web of time, sometimes different incarnation of the Time Lords will be summoned into being, only to be erased from history when time is rewritten and a different path is taken. Often, a new incarnation takes the place of the one that has been. However, it takes great events to make such a change to time. The Time War was such an effect. The whole fabric of creation was twisted and torn apart time and time again. Because of this, other timelines came into being. In each of these timelines, different versions of Doctors would come to exist. Doctors who would go on to lead new lives, make new friends, and have new adventures.
Come on! There, that's better.
Doctor, I think they're getting through.
Can't worry about that now, Sam. I'm almost done.
This is not going to end well, is it?
Sam, get in the TARDIS, now.
But what about you?
I'll be right behind you. I'm almost done.
If you get yourself killed, I'll never forgive you.
Don't worry about me. I plan to live forever. Now go.
Shuttle to launch control. Everyone's on board, Doctor.
Good. Stand by for launch.
But their ships are still in orbit, Doctor. Once they see us, they'll blow us out of the sky, and this crate is unarmed. I don't want to go down without a fight.
You won't have to fight. I've upgraded your warp system. Once you're clear of the atmosphere, they'll engage. As advanced as they are, there's no way they'll be able to follow you.
But what about you and Sam? You'll be trapped.
Don't worry about us. Launch is in...
Stay where you are! Do not move!
It seems I've got some visitors, but they're too late. Good luck, Shuttle One. Launching now.
Stay away from the console!
Your wish is my desire, or something like that.
Console has received minimal damage.
I wanted to make certain you couldn't stop the Novacron from escaping. Even now, their shuttle is going to warp.
Where are the Novacron now?
Well, safe and far from here. Someplace the Daleks will never find them.
He will not reveal that location!
No, I won't. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Prisoner attempting to escape!
Sorry, mustache.
Exterminate! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Well, that was a little closer than I like. Still, mission accomplished and all that.
So the Novacron got away?
Yes. I wonder if I'll ever see them again. That Mac fella was quite interesting. He seemed quite taken with you.
Not really my type, Doctor. I prefer intellectuals over brawn. Still...
Still? Still what?
Oh, nothing. Just thinking is all. What's happening? Is it the Daleks?
No, it's not the Daleks. Something's pulling the TARDIS off course.
What's doing it?
I have no idea. Hang on to something, Sam. I think we're in for a bumpy ride.
Why?
You were going to kill all the humans.
Plague. It had to be done. The apes...
It's their planet now. Your time is over. Sorry, I wish I could tell you otherwise.
The apes. They will hunt down my brethren.
Yes.
They will slaughter my race in their sleep.
Yes.
And you will let them do this.
I let them do nothing. The human race aren't apes anymore, Ikbak. They made this world their own. While you and your ear-seen brothers slept, they progressed far beyond you. You tried to wipe them out, just like you always do. They fought back, just like they always do. They won.
It isn't fair.
War never is. I know that far too well.
Doctor!
Rose!
I let you out of my sight for 2 minutes.
Sorry, I had to finish something.
General Hartnell managed to gather a force together. It took most of those Silurians captive. Whatever you said to him back in the tunnels, it really turned his attitudes around. He wants to try and work out some kind of peaceful coexistence with the Silurians.
Fantastic! Come on, let's go!
Doctor, that's the way to the TARDIS. Hartnell and Unit are in the other direction.
I know, I just want to slip away, avoid the party. Besides, I know this fantastic party.
You're not the partying type. I still can't believe it. Lizard men.
An entire race of humanoid lizards who ruled the planet back when man was merely a stupid ape.
No, I mean, David Icke was right.
Oh, thank you, Rose Tyler. You always manage to look at the universe in such a wonderful way. I don't know what I'd do without you.
What's that?
I don't know. Hang about a mo. It's my email.
Email? You get email on this thing?
Yeah. I'm quite capable of getting email.
Well, what's it say then?
Hello, sweetie. With a smiley face on the end. Next to it are a series of coordinates.
Coordinates? Where to?
No idea. Maybe we should find out.
What's happening?
Something's hit us. Made the TARDIS change course.
Change course? To where?
It was designed to be a weapon of final resort. So deadly and powerful that, should it be used, it would not only destroy the enemy, but its users as well. It was simply known as the Moment. In the last days of the Time War, the Time Lords had become as great a threat to the universe as the Dalek themselves. The great Lord Rassilon, now restored to life, sought to bring about the end of time. By doing so, the Time Lords could then ascend, becoming creatures of pure consciousness, free from the effects of time, free of all creation. So horrified by what his people were becoming, the Doctor stole the moment and fled from his homeworld. With no choice left to take, the Doctor used the deadly weapon on Dalek and Time Lord alike. The Time Lords and the Dalek fleets were instantly destroyed and locked away in time. But they were not alone. The Nightmare Child, the Gates of Elysium, the Pale Man, the armies of Meanwhile and Neverwhere's, the Could-Have-Been King, the Skardo Degradations. All the atrocities brought about by the Time War were locked away with them. The Time War had ended. As for the moment, only the Doctor knows what became of it next.
Keep running! We're almost there.
I am running! Wonderful place you brought us, Doctor. A future overrun by zombies.
They're not zombies. They're victims of a virus called the Nox.
They'll soon rip us apart and eat us if they get the chance.
Which is why we're leaving. Now, where did I put my key?
Doctor, they're getting close.
Really must sort this coat out one day. I could have sworn I put it in here.
Doctor!
Get off of her! Neat trick, eh? Nox virus makes their ears more susceptible to sonic vibrations.
I'd be more impressed if you just got the TARDIS door open. There's more of them coming.
Yes, well, can't find the key, so...
The door opens at the snap of your fingers?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It all depends on the moment. We'll discuss it later. Just sit still and let me see where it bit you.
Right here, on my arm. It stings.
That'll be the Nox infection, taking hold of your body.
Taking hold? You mean I'm going to become like them? A zombie?
I told you before, they're not zombies. They're just people who got infected by a biological weapon called the Nox. Besides, zombies are the walking dead. Nox victims are very much alive. Until the virus kills them, at any rate.
But am I going to become like them?
Actually, yes. In a few hours, you'll become very sick. Your ability to think and reason will be gone. In effect, you'll become a chaotic siege engine bent on killing everyone around you.
Oh, God. No.
Well, it's that, or, I give you the cure for the virus, and everything is right as rain. Mind you, your arm will be sore for a few days, but otherwise, you'll be fine.
You know, Doc...
Don't call me Doc. It's Doctor.
Fine, Doctor. You still need to work on your bedside manner. Telling someone they're turning into a monster is not the best way to comfort them.
It's not my job to make you feel comfortable, Kate. I don't see what you're moaning about anyway. You're the one who decided to stow away on my TARDIS. It's not like I invited you along.
You're all heart, Doctor. Okay, what's gone wrong now?
The same temporal? Well, that's impossible.
What's the whatever you call it.
Side effects of a weapon called the Moment. Was created by the Time Lords. It pushes objects out of time and space. But that's impossible.
Why?
Because the moment doesn't exist anymore. I destroyed it. I tore it apart with my own hands ages ago.
Then what's causing this?
I know, Andy.
throughout the fabric of existence, the Doctor, in all his incarnations, was being pulled out of time and space. In each and every timeline where a new version of the Doctor was, they too were pulled out of the whole of reality. Until at last, the Doctor, all the Doctors, were no more. Erased from the face of creation as if they had never been. In the absence of the Doctor, reality began to take on a new shape. The monster and horrors the Doctor had once faced and stopped were now free to rain chaos and destruction. For without the Doctor, there was no one to stop them. They could do whatever they wished. It is said that nature hates a vacuum. With the absence of the Doctor, history unfolded in different ways. In the age of the great and bountiful human empire, only chaos and the burnt cinder of the planet Earth remain. On a world known as Mondas, the Cybermen spread out into the star, assimilating world upon world in their ever-grown cyber race. The Santarans have been engaged in a long war, however, not against the Rutan host, but against ice warriors of Mars, each side determined to eliminate the other in an endless conflict to hold dominance over the galaxy. Time and again, history's path was altered. Time and again, a dark reflection of what had once been came into being. It is said if you move but one grain of sand, you run the risk of altering all of history. Thus, I ask once more, have you never wondered what would have befallen all those countless lives and worlds had the Doctor never existed?
All time traces of the Doctor have been removed from the web of history, my lord. You've done it.
On the contrary, my dear Logan, we've only just begun.
You've been listening to Doctor Who, The Infinity Doctors, Part 1, The Summoning. Written by Eric L. Busby and Miles Reed. Featured in the cast were David Ault, Julian Bain, Peter Walsh, Jeff Niles, and Kurt Bergeron as the Doctors. Also featured, Caroline Morahan as Sam, Tegan Harris as Ace, M.S. Garcia as Emma, GGG as Rose Tyler, Natalie Van Sistine as Kate, Eric Busby as the engineer, George S. Nader as the pilot, Ellie Hirschman as Logan, Philip Weber as the master, H. Keith Lyons as the Silurian, Matthew Kapelke as the Daleks, and Victor Aurelius as the narrator. Special appearance by Gareth Preston. This episode was directed by Eric L. Busby. Music conducted by Murray Gold. Sound design by Eric Busby and Chris Snyder. This is Darren Marlar. You've been listening to a Darker Projects production.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, or the Toltecs, or the Mayans. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
The Cylon were created by man. They evolved. They look and feel human. Some are programmed to believe they are human. There are many copies, and they have a plan.
Coming soon from the creator of Star Trek The Lost Frontier and the Section 31 files, Battlestar Galactica, The Two Galacticas. Only at darkerprojects.com.